Well, well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Right Click. As always, Birdman here, and I am just going to jump straight in, because there's two things that I want to talk about. Nintendo is back, and AI is back. Those two topics of conversation, for whatever reason, seem to keep revealing themselves, and I've yet to figure out why. But I have reached a point where I have jumped almost on the Nintendo hate train. And I know that's like very intense verbiage. I'm very aware of the fact that that's very intense verbiage. I don't think I care anymore. We've talked a lot over the last... I've been at this for what? Year and a half? 2 years? Something like that. I've been doing this for a good while with Right Side. And I'm continually amazed that in the last couple of years, Nintendo keeps giving things to talk about and not in a fun, family-friendly way. Because that's always been Nintendo's corner of the market. They do things that are fun, they do things that are very family-oriented, that are more lighthearted, and they put out games that reach a mass audience for that reason. But on the flip side of that, the reason their name has been in the limelight in the last couple of years has not been for positive things. So we're going to talk about that because there's a new story about that. The second thing we're going to talk about is the use of AI in video games. Because this is a loaded topic. Like super loaded. And it's actually gone further than honestly what I ever imagined it could go to. I am kind of stunned. But I guess I shouldn't be surprised. You'll see why. Let's start with Nintendo though, because this... My goodness, I didn't think this was coming. Okay. I'm going to bump it up a little bit. So Nintendo forces major speedrun charity event to remove its games. Now, this came out 2 days ago. I just saw this today, and I'm stunned by this. So let's take a look and read what this is about. Nintendo issued a warning to a speedrunning charity event in Japan, which led to the organizers pulling its games from their lineup. As the biggest charity speedrunning series in Japan, many had been looking forward to the RTA Summer 2025 event. The marathon, which takes place from August 9th to August 15th, 2025, first showcased its lineups of games back in June. And if we look here, this is the lineup. Now, this is obviously not all in English, but this is good reference. There's a lot of stuff here. So, for your future reference. And as it says, from Cuphead, Silent Hill 2, to The Elder Scrolls 5, Skyrim, and many others, there are plenty of popular titles that gamers are familiar with. However, if there's one thing that's noticeable, it's the lack of Nintendo games. According to Automaton, there is no official explanation behind this at this time. However, now that the event organizers have shed some light on the situation, revealing that the exclusion of Nintendo's titles was due to them getting a warning... So, Nintendo warned this speedrunning organization that is purely designed around a charity event. Okay. On their website, they explained that they were contacted by Nintendo and were told that as a legal entity, they would have to ask for permission in advance to feature their games during the event on June 13th, 2025. Nintendo also stated that all previous streams featuring their games constitute quote-unquote unauthorized use. Given that the RTA hopes to stream Nintendo games at future events, the organizers have decided to comply with the permission request and have begun negotiations with the company. Because of this, however, they explain that the game application guidelines and requirements are expected to change, though they'll provide information as soon as they have all the details. For now, fans shouldn't expect to see games like Mario or Legend of Zelda in the upcoming event now that they've opened up about Nintendo's warning. As has been the case for a while now, Nintendo is known to have strict guidelines regarding its games or IPs. This isn't even the first time that the company has led to something like this to happen, as back in February 2022, Super Smash Bros. Was also pulled from the Evo fighting game tournament. It's worth noting that Super Smash Bros. Has been a high-tier competitive esport for quite a while now. I know people who are very bought in and play that very, very heavily, and have made a lot of money out of it. But this begs the question, why? This isn't about protecting your IPs. You are arguably the biggest game developer in the world. it's not really that close either. The cultural impact that Nintendo has on a global scale is something that even Ubisoft in its heyday really couldn't keep up with. Nintendo has done what every single company in this industry hopes to do, and that's break boundaries of demographics, of everything. The people who don't care about games play Nintendo games. They buy Switches so they can play Animal Crossing. I have something... I don't even like using my Switch. But I have something like 200 or 300 hours in my save on Stardew, and then over that on my save on Zelda. Those are the only two games I've ever picked up the Switch to really intently play. Now, with the problems with my hands, I borderline can't hold the thing anymore, so I just don't like using it. It hurts my thumbs. It is what it is. I've got arthritis, for God's sake. It is what it is. But seriously, though, this begs the question, why? What's the point? Why would Nintendo find legitimacy in saying and pushing these kinds of things? What harm is a charity event doing? Truly, what harm is a charity event doing? Why do you want to alienate Super Smash Bros. From an Evo fighting game tournament? What's the point? Is this not bringing in money for you? Does a charity event need to direct its funds to Nintendo to be applicable? Why not give a reason why? Why come in, pull the rug, and say, no, screw it. You don't get to use it. You know, they've made decisions in the past that I haven't agreed with. And there's things that I can justify, and there's things that I can let go of. I've gotten in some conversations, borderline arguments, with people who adore Nintendo and will defend them to their final breath. And okay, fair enough. You love it, defend it. I got no problem with that. But what I do have a problem with is the constant notion of burying your head in the sand. Because here's the reality, and here's where we stand. As of right now, based off the things that I've researched and what I've looked into with this, they haven't given any legitimate reason as to why they pulled their games forcefully from a charity event. To me, that screams the thing that they've been alluding to for quite some time now. Blatant anti-consumerism. They don't care about you, and Nintendo is making that very clear. They lied about the Trump tariffs. Full sale. Full sale lied. They truly, truly do not care about the people who buy their games. They lied about the tariffs. They lied about why they were jumping prices up on their systems. They lied about why they were making the decisions to increase game prices. They lied about what was going on with PAL World. And now they're just showing their hand. A charity event? Really? To what end? Genuinely, to what end? I haven't been able to figure this out. I have not been able to have anybody, even the highest defender of Nintendo, explain this. And let me say something. I have my gripes and my beef with Nintendo over the last couple of years, a company who I've praised very heavily in the past, realistically, before I even started this series on Right Side. And I think I'm at the point where I'm so frustrated with this consistent boneheaded decision-making that I'm kind of fed up with it. But here's the thing. They have more defenders than I've ever, ever seen. So if you're listening to this and this is pissing you off, fair enough. Why? How is this defendable? None of this to me is defensible. None of it. If you genuinely take an annual charity event and you take that as offense to your company and your IPs, and you don't give any other backing as to why, I have no other choice than to assume you're just acting as the bad guy. Because to me, this is exactly what they're doing. To me, this is a villain arc. It really isn't that difficult. I just don't understand. I really, truly don't. Anyways, I would love to hear your thoughts on this. If anybody has any thoughts on this Nintendo situation, I would love to hear from you. down in the comments, send us an email, because I'm stumped by this. This is one thing that I have thought about and tried to come to some level of understanding with and have not been able to, because I can't see a way that any of these actions lately have been justified. So let me know. I'm going to move on to the next topic, though, because this is another really big one. Another one that I can't wrap my head around. I guess I can, but also I can't. I have spent a lot of time in game development, testing, playing. And one of the things that's always stood out to me so heavily is the people who are passionate that develop these things. And this, I'm going to be completely honest with you. What I'm about to talk about is very off script for me. Because I'm going to be dead level real with you right now. Everything that I'm about to talk about with this AI stuff, I have not generated a final thought on. Truly. And there's layers to this. Here's what I'm talking about. AI can now generate open world walking simulator games. I'm gonna let this roll in the background for a second. I'm gonna bounce ahead. I don't know if any of this is copyrighted, so I'm not gonna show too much. But all things considered, it's not anything crazy, right? Like this is not groundbreaking gameplay. But Google has developed a generative AI that via text prompts, it says it right here, creates interactive, playable environments from a single text prompt. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to test this out. I want to see what this is like. I mean, dynamic worlds at 720 and 24 FPS. Look at what they're doing with AI. Now, granted, this is not from a gameplay standpoint anything that's like gonna change. Like, this isn't the next Red Dead, right? Like, this. But the point remains, look at what they're doing with all of this. Interactive. And I mean, look at this. It's a prompt and it just generates. This is insanity. What am I supposed to take from this? And I'm consistently stunned by this. And let me try to formulate some thoughts as to why. I have been working, and I can't get into the details, but for quite some time I've been working in a game development sense. Again, I would love to share this with you. It's just not, I can't. But I've been directly involved with game development, the programming, the artistry of an upcoming game, and it's a group of passionate people doing this for a pure reason. And, you know, AI is so prevalent now in everything. In my line of work, things like Google Gemini is extremely useful because I am not a programmer. I don't need to know the programming for what I'm doing, but I work around programmers. So being able to use something that generates text prompts I use a text prompt to generate a query so I can understand a topic before I have to put something out about it is extremely useful for me. Now, I'm not advocating for it doing the work for me. An assistive tool is an assistive tool. That's how I like to use AI. There's a lot of stuff going around, like on TikTok and social media in general, of that woman who's having a legitimate psychotic episode and breakdown because she fell in love with her psychiatrist, and now she's using ChatGPT as her therapist. She's actually using two iterations of ChatGPT as her therapists. That is unhealthy. That is the real effects of AI. Illinois, as of today, is the first state to ban AI use in any level of therapy. understandably so. It can literally send people into psychotic episodes. I say all this because we now have something that literally truly generates games for people. By a text prompt, you can generate a game. There's levels to this. I have no problem with... I like using AI as a way to circumvent Googling something. I use it as Google. For example, I watch a lot of F1. I had a question about something to do with a particular detail of F1. I find that it's more useful to use something like Google Gemini or ChatGPT to generate search queries that you would see in Google. Here's a perfect example. If I Google Genie3 right now, I'm going to turn this over. It gives you this AI gathered prompt right here. This is becoming a new thing. AI generated answer, please review critical facts. Okay, yeah, fair enough. Using it as a quick query tool, I think, is a very efficient use of AI. It's taking all the stuff and compiling research topics. Then I can parse through it. I find that to be a more palatable way to research things like this. But if you're having it, let's say, I'm going to create this scene in my video game. I don't want to do the work. I will have it generate the code. Here's the text prompt and how I want it to look. And smoosh, there you go. I don't agree with that. I think that takes the artistry out of the game. But here's the flip side of the coin for me that I haven't really processed my thoughts on yet. There is something so truly fascinating about the programming of these engines, of these AI engines and models, to be able to do this kind of thing. I think it's fascinating the development that it takes to do this. But the end product is so easily exploitable in so many ways. I can't fathom and understand the... I just can't fathom this. We're at a point now where you don't have to be a developer to make a game anymore. What is that going to do to the industry? On the flip side, for programmers who find this fascinating, they can create their own models and do things that we've never seen before. That's amazing, also kind of horrifying. So I'm torn. I have to speak from just a gaming standpoint. I don't feel like I should reach too far out of my lane here. But it's amazing how destructive this can be and how beneficial this can be. But for this industry, apart from the superficial stuff, you know, the really surface level stuff, I feel like it just does more harm than good. I don't know. I don't know what the future of this is. I don't think it's great. I think it's very interesting from a development standpoint, but I don't think generally it's a net positive, not for humanity. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. I'd love to hear your thoughts because I just don't know. But it's very interesting to me. I'm gonna wrap it up there. Let me know what you think. I think there's so much discussion in both of these topics. That's why I chose them. There's so much interesting discussion because things can go so many different ways. So let me know what you think down below in the comments. I would love to hear from you. Send us an email at rightside, birdman@rightsidemedia.org. But for now, I'm going to call it on that one. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I'll see you all in the next one. Make sure to go check us out on rightsidemedia.org. Go check out the new stuff. I also had an interview this morning with a radio show, Archangel Radio. I think that's going up here soon. Go check that out. But thank you all for listening. I'll see you next Friday. Y'all have a good one.